From JMI Wealth, let's have some financial fun with Andrew Kelleher. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So his rocket's okay, but the cars are a problem. He's got the Y coming. He's closing shops. He's got all sorts of issues, and now he's got issues in China.
Yeah, Mike, we haven't talked about electric cars for a while, have we? Tesla, Elon Musk, we haven't done any of that. And I picked up on something this week I thought we should have a little look at. But if anyone else out there is interested in crazy-looking electric motor cars, there's some supercars on the Geneva Motor Show. Go and have a look at them. Yeah, a couple of million bucks will buy you a nice electric supercar. Anyway, Elon Musk. Now, he's had to cut down on the tweeting. We know that. The Security Exchange Commission has got him under wraps there. And then he blew that a couple of weeks ago, didn't he, tweeting about production numbers. But the most recent issue at Tesla has been the decision to start closing down some of its retail stores. But what hasn't been broadly discussed, Mike, is the price cuts that have been put into place, and more importantly, what the reaction to these price cuts has been. And I'm looking primarily at China here. China's a big part of the growth picture for Tesla. It's building a gigafactory in Shanghai. It's getting helped by the Chinese government. So that's getting cheap loans, and it wants to start mass production of the Model 3 sedan there. And ultimately, it's talking about making about 500,000 cars a year there. And if they're going to make a go anywhere, China is where electric cars are actually making a reasonable impact. Now, if I look at these price cuts in China, Mike, if we look at the Model S and the Model X, these price cuts range from $12,000 to $50,000 for the top of the range Model X. It's gone from $177,000 to $126,000. You might say this is good times for Tesla buyers, but in one of those unfortunate twists, what has happened is those hurrahs for the cheaper prices have been drowned out by the howls of outrage from people who've just bought them at the higher prices.
Exactly. And
it's hard to know how extensive the protests are from simply what's been reported, but we know that banners have been strung across storefronts. We know that people have been protesting outside the stores in Taiwan. The police had to be called to the headquarters in Taiwan, and it looks like it's doing a lot of damage to the brand there, and they really need the cooperation of the Chinese authorities to execute that growth strategy in China, and they're not doing that particularly well at the moment, Mike.
And then we come to the Australian growth number, which is reflective of what we're seeing a lot of around the world. We're dealing with some headwinds, aren't we?
Yeah, and I'm worried about these headwinds at the moment in terms of the external headwinds for our economy. Mike, we're a small trading nation. We're heavily dependent on our export markets. Who are our largest trading partners? Australia and China. How are they going? Well, these GDP numbers from Australia, they've just released the GDP numbers for the final quarter of last year, 0.2%, Mike. That is anemic. It's not negative, but it's barely moving. Expectations were for 0.3, which weren't exactly exciting, and they didn't even get there. Now, the annual growth rate, Mike, and here, this tells you a story, the annual growth rate's 2.3%. But if the last quarter of the year is 0.2, you can see that the momentum is very much slowing. Now, this is the result, really, of that steep housing downturn that we've seen. We know that we've got Sydney, Melbourne house prices down almost double digits. Both of those house prices have fallen in those major cities, and reasonably lackluster consumer spending as well. And of course, Mike, these days, this is all these issues are global issues. Australia's biggest trading partner is China. Mm. So if we're seeing slowdown in China as well, that impacts on Australia, and ultimately it impacts on us. Now, look, at the moment, Mike, our economy is holding up reasonably well, but issues like these US-China trade dispute, they ultimately do matter for us, because the repercussions are felt by us eventually. And on that US front, Mike, do you see the US trade deficit this week?
Yes, indeed. I don't know how he explains that.
No, biggest in a decade. It's not going the way he wants it to.
No, it is not. What are the numbers?
No. Yeah, the US markets, US share markets down a little bit. A little bit of disappointment over the ECB, the European Central Bank announcement overnight. So the Dow Jones, 25,454, down 218 at the moment. That's just under 1%. The S&P 500, 2752, down 19 points. And the NASDAQ 7451, down 55 points. So pretty weak end to the week at the moment there. FTSE 100, 7157, down 38. The Nikkei, 21456, down 141. Shanghai Composite, 3106, bucking the trend, up 4 points. The ASX 200, they gained 18 yesterday, 6263. And we gained 22 points on the NZX 50 yesterday. That's 0.24%. closing at 9437 on the currencies, one New Zealand dollar. On the wholesale markets, 0.6772 US, 0.9628 Aussie, 0.6038 euro, 0.5171 quid, 75.57 yen. Gold trading at $1,284.94. Brent crude up a little bit, $66.33.
You have a great weekend, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMIWealth.co.nz.